Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yod, Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Kol HaMekudash Mechavero Kodem Et Havero. Whichever korban is holier, then the other one comes before the other one. We'll eventually elaborate on what happens if two different rules are in conflict with each other, like the last Mishnah said, that we go by Tadir, we go by the frequency of the korban. Here we're saying we go by the holiness of the korban. So we'll eventually discuss what happens if you have these rules that contradict each other. So we'll give examples of this rule that whichever korban is holier than the other comes before the other. Dam hatat kodem ledam ola. The blood of the korban hatat goes before the blood of the ola. If both of them are ready to be applied to the mizbeach, the hatat goes before the ola. Mipenesh hu meratze, because the blood of the hatat brings kapara, brings atonement for serious sins. Unlike the blood of the Ola, the Korban Hatat is brought by somebody for an accidental sin that if he happened to do it on purpose, it would have brought the punishment of Karet. So here he did it by mistake, but it brings a Kapara to that person as opposed to a Korban Ola, which doesn't really bring Kapara for that level of an Avera. So the blood of the Korban Hatat is applied first. Evre Ola Kodmin Le'emure Hatat Mipeneshehen Kalil La'ishim. If the limbs of the Korban Ola are ready to be offered on the Mizbeach and burned, and the sacrificial parts of the Korban Hatat are also ready to be burned at the same time, we burn the limbs of the Ola first on the Mizbeach, because they're entirely burnt on the fires of the Mizbeach, as opposed to the Korban Hatat, which only some of the limbs are burned on the Mizbeach. So since more of the limbs of the Korban Ola is burned on the Mizbeach, it's considered to be holier in terms of the burning. So in terms of the throwing of blood, we see that the hatat goes first if they're both ready to be thrown, and for the burning on the Mizbeach, the ola goes first because all of it is burned. Another example, hatat kodemet la'asham, the korban hatat goes before the asham offering in all regards, in terms of throwing the blood and burning the emurin. Mipnei shedama nitan al arba kiranot ve'al hayesod, because the korban hatat's blood is applied to all four corners of the Mizbeach. Unlike the Korban Asham, the Kohen smears the blood of the Asham on the corners at the bottom of the Mizbeach, not the top, and it's only applied on two corners, not four. So since with the Korban Hatat, it's applied on all four corners of the Mizbeach, that goes first. And also the Torah tells us that the blood of the Hatat is applied, that whatever's left over is applied to the base of the Mizbeach. Whatever leftover blood is left there is applied to the base of the Mizbeach. With the Korban Asham, it's also spilled on the base of the Mizbeach, but the Torah doesn't explicitly say it. So therefore, with the Korban Hatat, which is said straight up, it is considered to be at an advantage in terms of holiness, the Hatat over the Asham. Asham kodim le toda ul il nazir. The Asham offering comes before the toda offering and the nazir's ram. The ram that the Nazir brings in both respects, throwing the blood and also burning on the Mizbeach. Mipnei shehu kodesh kadashim, because the Korban Asham is kodesh kadashim, and the Korban Toda and the Nazir are less holy offerings. They are kadashim kalim. Another example, Hatoda ve'el Nazir kodmin lashlamim. The Toda offering and the Nazir's ram come before the Shelamim offering. Mipene shehene echalin leyom ehad utunim lechem, because they're eaten for one day and one night, where the shelamim is eaten on the next day as well. So since the korban shelamim is allowed to be eaten for a longer period, we're not as strict with it, that means. And therefore, the toda and the nazir's ram are treated with higher level. They go first before the korban shelamim. Utunim lechem, and also they both require loaves of bread as part of their offering, and the Korban Shelamim, you do not bring bread with it. Shelamim kodmin lebechor. The Shelamim offering comes before the Bechor offering. Why? Mipene shehen teunin matan arba, usmicha unsachim, utnufat hazeh vashok. Because the Shelamim offering, you have to place the blood on all four corners of the Mizbeach, when the blood of the Bechor is only placed on one application of blood on the Mizbeach. And also the semicha, the leaning that the owner does on the korban before it's slaughtered, is done over here with the shelamim as opposed to the bechor. And nesachim, the bringing of nesachim, the flour and the oil and wine that is poured on the Mizbeach together with the Korban Shelamim, and also the Tnufat Hazev Ashok, the waving of the offerings, breast and thigh, that happens with the Korban Shelamim. None of these laws apply to the Bechor, so therefore the Shelamim is considered to be holier than the Bechor and is brought beforehand.